Support for this public radio podcast comes from the Society for Human Resource Management, which also sponsors PBS's CEO Exchange, online at shrm.org, and by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, providing the financial expertise that helps both our members and our communities thrive. Thrivent Financial. Let's thrive.
Attention, cyber shoppers.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. According to retail legend, today is Cyber Monday. It ranks as one of the busiest days of the year for online shopping. BizRate research says more than 70% of web retailers are offering special sales. Who's buying? Well, the firm challenger Gray & Christmas says half the U.S. workforce. Say they spend an average 12 minutes online while on the job. That could cost employers a total of $488 million in lost productivity. The retail numbers for Black Friday look decent, more than $10 billion in sales. Not surprisingly, it's because stores were working extra hard to get your business. Jamie Bedrin reports from New York.
Remember when you had to wait until after the holidays for the big sales? This year, retailers are so concerned about the economy, they're doing just about everything to get your business. Charmaine Tang is a vice president in equity research with Citigroup.
The bottom line is driving traffic, because most of these retailers, they're all on negative traffic numbers from last year.
Tang says stores started aggressive promotions earlier this year. She says the discounting and incentives are expected to be more hardcore than in the past.
We've already started to see aggressive promotions out of Walmart. Moderate department stores like JCPenney and Kohl's. We think throughout the season you're going to continue to see this sort of stance right into Christmas Eve.
Tang says clothing will be an especially good value this year. A warm fall left stores with a lot of excess inventory.
Okay, so total is $60.69. Thank you.
Skincare company Kiehl's is sticking to old-fashioned tactics. Clyde Johnson is an events director at Kiehl's.
Offering samples, offering tea, candy canes. Depending on the length of the line, we might be offering deluxe samples to encourage people to stay.
And if the thought of standing in line turns you off, retailers are paying equal attention to cyber shoppers. Many sites are offering free shipping and complimentary gift wrap. Now that sounds like a deal. In New York, I'm Jamie Bedrin for Marketplace.
For the moment, consumers appear to be hanging in. That's good for the stock market, although there is some debate about the chances for recession. Asian stocks were up overnight. The Nikkei picked up nearly 2%. In Europe, meantime, the major markets are up a tad. Oil has been a distraction. It's trading around $99 the barrel. For the U.S. market today, stock futures are pointing to a higher open after an up day on Friday. The troubled British mortgage lender Northern Rock has been looking for a knight in shining armor, and it may have found it in Sir Richard Branson. From London, Stephen Beard reports on a rescue from the jaws of the global credit crunch.
The British government says it favours the Virgin Consortium's bid for Northern Rock, and what the government says matters. It's poured $50 billion worth of public money into the Rock since the summer. The Rock crumbled after world credit markets dried up, triggering the first bank run in Britain for a century. Branson and his partners are promising to pay off almost half the $50 billion now and the rest over 3 years. Analyst David Buick says the government's hoping for a swift end to this damaging crisis.
When London's reputation as the leading financial centre of the world was at its best, this has been a catastrophic embarrassment. It's been grossly badly handled. It's been allowed to fester for far too long.
But the crisis isn't over yet. Northern Rock's shareholders must approve the Branson takeover. If they don't, the government could be forced into the even bigger embarrassment of nationalising the bank. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by BNY Mellon Wealth Management. Since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com and by Siemens. From grade school to grad school, Siemens supports America's next generation of innovators. with Student Science Days, plus scholarships and awards for students, schools, and teachers. Science and Technology Reports are supported by Boston Scientific, committed to delivering what's next in medical technology to help clinicians improve and extend lives. BostonScientific.com.
Morale in the mortgage industry has been in the pits. The Labor Department estimates nearly 100,000 jobs related to credit and lending have been lost. So how can managers pump up the workforce? Hire business cheerleaders. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports.
When employees are bombarded with messages about how lousy business is, it's time for the company to recruit an optimist.
The one thing that's gotten myself and a lot of my friends who are in this business through is believing in yourself and hope for a better tomorrow.
That's Frank Candy, president of the American Speakers Bureau. He says business with the mortgage industry is up about 20%.
What the mortgage industry is asking for is speakers with relevant content, like how do I deal with this change and how do I do more with less?
Candy may deliver the pep talk himself, or he may send a motivational speaker like Chuck Carman.
If you go back and look through history, I mean, in some of the lean times, even back during the Depression, there were more millionaires made then than there were in the good times.
Carman makes between $5,000 for a keynote and up to $25,000 for a two-day intensive workshop. In the past, he's done presentations for Countrywide and others in the industry. If addressing a mortgage company today, Carman would press managers to deal with the morale issue. Get it out in the open.
I love negativity. It's an honest feeling. It's honest emotion. Let's face it, confront it. I want to get that real emotion out in the open. I want people to talk about it, and then I want to address it.
Even if they'd like a cheerleader, some companies can't afford it. Frank Candy with the American Speakers Bureau says companies want to hire motivational speakers, but on the cheap.
They're calling us and saying, we'd like to bring in a good speaker, but we don't have the budget that we used to have. And so they're asking for more and hoping to pay less.
The ones who shell out are hoping some of Chuck Carman's optimism will rub off. Look at the bright side, Carman says. You can still get a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage for 6.5%.
I remember back in the early 80s when I bought a house at 17% interest. So, I mean, it's all relative in how you look at it.
Carman says there's life after subprime for mortgage brokers. If nothing else, they can earn commissions off speculators buying homes in foreclosure. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
In Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening. Make it a good day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.